Travis from MetaMask. Today I'm going to be talking about Lava Moat. It's a set of security tools for JavaScript apps. I'm going to be talking really, really fast, so if you don't catch everything, please come ask me questions later. 日本語もできるから、日本人の方もどうぞ気軽に日本語で質問してください。Okay. So, is anyone here building anything with JavaScript? Front end, back end, wallet, dApp, anything? A couple people? Okay. You really need to understand the security situation with JavaScript and dependencies. Recently, there was the BitPay's open source wallet, BoPay, a Bitcoin wallet, was hacked by its dependencies, and there was a few vulnerable versions of the wallet published, and there was some loss associated with that. Okay, so I'm going to be talking about Lava Moat. Lava Moat is a set of security tools for any JavaScript app to mitigate software supply chain risk. We're talking about evil dependencies. This is it's relevant for any JavaScript app, and it's especially relevant for dApp UIs and wallets. Okay. So let's talk about an event stream. This is the CoPay wallet hack. It made a big splash when it happened in 2018. Jackson Palmer, founder of Dogecoin, summed it up very well. BitPay essentially trusted all the upstream dependencies, the NPM dependencies, and their developers to never inject malicious code into their wallet. So if dependencies can go bad, how can we fix that? There's a bunch of discussion around it. Some people said never use dependencies. I think this is kind of terrible because the joy of technology is that it builds on technology and we all get to move forward. And it kind of maybe ruins the whole don't implement your own crypto. So dependencies can be nice. And the other side was audit all dependencies always. And of course this is a good idea, but it's not always practical. Especially, let's say you have some potentially loss causing bug in production and you've got to push a hotfix. Do you have time to audit all the dependencies and how they interact with other dependencies? Hopefully, but maybe not. So is there nothing else that we can do to improve the situation? So Mark Miller from Agoric has been working on security in languages for over 30 years. He's been working with JavaScript for over 10 years. If you've heard of promises, weak maps, strict mode, you're familiar with some of his work. Here's this great quote, don't add security, remove insecurity. This is referring to object capabilities. Said maybe less gracefully, remove everything and then only add what you need to do your feature. Because features in the hands of bad guys are basically attack vectors. So they're working, he's one of the chief scientists at Agoric. They're working on secure ECMAScript, also known as SES. And it's basically a secure eval statement where you can control what that code has access to, what it evaluates. And it works through frozen intrinsics, so it freezes down like things like objects and arrays. You may not know it, but you can override what array.map does, and that might ruin your assumptions about what has access to what data. And so the simple version of the solution is just to freeze it at runtime, so your dependencies, right, at boot, so your dependencies can't mess with things. And then also explicit endowments. Like I said, when you do eval, you get to pass in what it has access to. So that might look like your evaluating module, and you pass in just the platform APIs that are relevant. Okay, so Lava Moat builds on top of that and, to provide some runtime protection for bundles. So you get those basic sanities for like object and array. You get per package platform API access controls, and you can protect modules from corrupting each other moving through the dependency graph. And I'm totally out of time. So come ask me about this more. Thanks.